Marco. Hi, I'm Jen. I'm new. I want to just explain or talk about a little bit about this piece before it gets going. But before I do that, I just want to thank Tom and Galen and the whole Wave Farm staff, every single one, and also our awesome tech crew. Like, these guys know what they're doing. It sounds awesome. And also the participants for my piece. So I'm just really grateful for the opportunity to get to know you all, and it's been really awesome. So the piece is called Generating Values, and it's about discrepant experiences of the exact same thing and how it relates to social conduct. My two participants here are presented with the same audio content at the same time in headphones. The content includes things like outdoor ambience, speech, high heels, a football game, just a lot of commonly experienced sounds. The participants are also wearing EEG sensors, which measure the electrical signals in the brain. Different types of activity and mental states dictate the values that are produced, and those values are interpreted to manipulate the original sounds. Follow me? I had to write it down. They can manipulate the sounds with several different types of effects, including resonance, delay, distortion, pitch shifting, speed, and granular manipulation. Over 40 parameters have been mapped for each participant. The participant on the left's audio will come out of the speaker on the left, and the participant on the right's audio will come out of the speaker on the right. So you can listen for similarities and differences between the two. And it's easier to hear both if you're a little bit further in the middle, but feel free to be wherever you want to be, move around, whatever you want to do. And finally, during the course of the piece, the data stream for those values are smoothed and become more normalized and standardized to mimic the development of social standards specific to each individual and how they influence the way a person experiences the world based on their individual past experience. So that being said, here's the piece.
Thank you. on you. We can see the three faces of disease early, and the style is compensated and tolerable. Intermediate, when you can still function, and late, when there is no possibility for you to recover, in fact, the loss of function that has affected these patients. For the past 10 years, we've made progress. We've discovered that acting on certain molecular signaling molecules that trigger necrosis of the particular joint and joint tissues, we can in fact delay the process of the disease. And these have had a tremendous impact on the pain and suffering of patients with arthritis. But at the same time, we know that we are not done. This is the same with man. We really understand the problem of our how the disease evolves in the first place. How do we do this? First, try to identify the genes that are involved. That's why the NIH has launched the Gene Environment Initiative, so that we can find over the next 50 years all of the genes potentially involved. But that is not the end of the work we have to do. A gene only codes for a particular process. We need to do the research on every one of these genes and hopefully find out which is the primary deficit in one disease, what is the primary event, and hopefully preempt it as we look forward. So the future paradigm of medicine is going to be driven not by intervening late, but by being able to, one, predict who, how, when a disease will develop in what environment, what kind of behavior drives the disease, what kind of social construct can tell us that, in fact, you will be at higher risk for a disease. This is what we call predictive medicine. Thank you.
You're not familiar with the scripture in this passage? That phrase, living stone, might sound kind of strange. Yeah, stone used in the Bible, you know, solid and durable, strong and movable. But you don't think of living when you think of a stone. What we do in this case, because this is describing Jesus, and he's a living stone. Verse 4 says, coming to him as to a living stone. Stones, solid stone, big stone, immovable. God the Son, Lord Jesus Christ, infinite, he is.
CBS News.